Welcome everyone to Talking Whack, episode 3. I'm the host, known as The Box. To my right, I have Tyson Chowdhury. Say hi, Chow.
Hi, Chow.
Good man. And to my left, I have the nefarious one himself, the creator of the 434, Chris Powell.
What's going on, guys?
Welcome back, guys. Episode 3 is now underway.
Hey, yo.
And just a few quick things. Check us out at our Facebook page, the 434. We've got the 434 Club as well. Check out our Twitter, at the 434. Our website is up and running, and we've got a lot of good stories going through there. Some really good writers. So check us out at FOUR3FOUR.com. Nearly fucked that up. If you're listening to us on Apple, thank you very much. We've got it on Podcast Addict on Android as well too. So let's talk about a few things this week that's happened. We were a bit skeptical on whether or not we should do this podcast because of how boring wrestling has been this week.
Hasn't been good.
It's been quite savagely bad.
I mean SmackDown was good, but
yeah, but what did you think of Raw this week, Tice? Chow.
It was a waste of Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
They definitely wasted it.
You know, they're wasted it.
You can see Brock just smiling.
Yeah.
He didn't care.
No. Oh, it was shit. Raw sucked.
Well, Raw was booked the worst it's been booked in a very long fucking time. Like, why the fuck would you put Bayley versus Dana Brooke in an arm wrestling contest?
Because Vince McMahon, fuck you, that's why.
That is ridiculous. I just can't get over it. It's retarded.
It's entertainment.
It's really just stupid idiot. Stupid idiots. I just don't get it. What else really happened on Raw?
The end was cool, though.
The end was really cool, yeah. I didn't mind it.
But was it needed?
Yeah, to show
before going to Hell in a Cell?
Kevin Owens, man. He needed a violent side.
Yeah, because they haven't
had in ages.
Yeah, but last time, a buckle... what's it called? The
turnbuckle powerbomb?
No, well, that wasn't it. It's the ring apron powerbomb.
Yeah.
Last time that happened, the person was injured for ages.
Yeah.
Not since he did it to Sami Zayn.
Yes.
No, so he did it to Cena.
Oh, yeah, he did that too.
When Cena beat him the first time.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, then.
We were there.
You stand corrected.
We were at Ash's place, remember?
And that was pretty awesome.
Ash gets a lot of fucking talk on this podcast. She probably doesn't even listen.
She does.
Oh, well, that's good then.
Yeah, well, it was at her place because she's all pro.
That was pretty good match.
But Cena took it like a bitch. He put his arms out. Fucking.
Yeah. I remember that now. It's all coming back to me.
Yeah.
If you want to watch wrestling, go to Ash's place.
That was like the second time we've been around there, I think.
You just got to watch out for the big cutout of John Cena.
So back to Raw, that was pretty good. I did enjoy it.
Mm.
I heard a lot of other people bitching about it, saying it wasn't needed before the pay-per-view, but it is what it is.
I didn't mind Enzo's speech without the microphone, because he doesn't need one. He's got one right on his rear, on his hand there. So that was kind of cool with all the crowd going along. Their match taking place against the Club should be interesting at Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, so I wonder who's going to win that one.
I don't know.
I reckon the Club's going to win.
The Club needs a win, really, don't they? I mean, Enzo and Cass will always be Enzo and Cass. Everyone's going to love them.
They're over without a microphone.
Exactly.
So the potential in Sheamus and Cesaro?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
The odd couple
that will probably beat the New Day, which is...
I don't know if they'll win at Hell in a Cell, though.
No, but I don't think they'll win right now, but they'll win it eventually.
Probably.
Once Monday Night Raw comes on, this coming Monday, it'll be 434 days of the New Day's reign. The 434. So,
That's pretty nice.
It's quite interesting.
So nice you got to say it twice.
The 434, yeah, because that's what we are.
That was gay.
Never do that again.
Hey, fuck you guys.
But yeah, just in general, Raw was booked pretty fucking bad.
Yeah, definitely Vince McMahon booking 101, but it is what it is.
Was it Vince? Was it Kevin Dunn? Was it who's pulling the strings?
Both of them.
Yeah, but
I can't believe Vince yelled at Paul Heyman after the segment.
Yeah, because what was Paul Heyman supposed to do? You know, and make Brock Lesnar in his hometown look like a fucking bad guy.
While he's wearing the colours of Minnesota.
Exactly. Not going to fucking happen. How are you going to make Goldberg go over in a town where the fucking Brock Lesnar is huge? It makes no sense.
You know how he could have done it, Matt?
How?
He could have played up that Brock moved to Canada because Minnesota was shit.
Yeah.
That's how he should have done it.
Yeah, no,
he could have easily done it. Yeah. But
I think he was scripted, though.
They were failing before they began. No,
Heyman wasn't scripted.
Heyman wasn't scripted. He's never scripted.
If Vince said you got scripted, he'd tell him to go fucking play. Yeah. And he's not going to sack him because he needs him for
Brock. Yeah, but he
gets bullet points. He gets told what we need to talk about.
Yeah. And he'll get told what to finish on. That's it.
Yeah. But he'll
make everything up.
The reason why I said that, though, was the way that how the whole segment was. It felt as though, because it was so awkward, it was sort of like someone was talking to him in his head. And that's
Vince
what I
McMahon
thought.
Honestly thought that Minnesota would boo him. But as I said, Brock Lesnar was failed to do this before he even started because he was wearing the Minnesota colours, the Vikings.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
It's just bad booking.
That shows you how much out of touch Vince is, that he thought Brock would get booed.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. It happened. We saw it. It failed. Guess we've got to move on.
I'll give you one thing though. The one thing right now that is probably the very best thing that's happening on Monday Night Raw or in wrestling in general is this.
You just made the list.
The fucking list of Jericho.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, just I mean for it to act, for him to come out and
I can't believe how over he is right now.
Exactly. And like just the whole, well, he's always been over.
Yeah.
And whether he's been
a
heel or
not.
He's
on a whole new level now.
Exactly. He's created a whole new heel face sort of fucking level.
And if you look at it, he's pretty much, you know, the guy on Raw now.
Yeah.
Because everyone else hasn't been there as long as he has.
Mm.
He is basically the boss of Raw.
Exactly.
In the roster, at least.
Yeah, well, Tyson had to just take a quick phone call and leave our presence. So for that,
she dropped Vegemite on the floor.
This
and
is
it
his
cracked room. The fucking glass, right? So she fucking just turned it over and then kept eating through the thing.
Oh,
it
wow.
Was like, you fucking idiot, right? And then I was thinking about the fridge the other day and I dropped it again. That's right. She's like, you're going to buy me somewhere, you owe me $10 for fucking Vegemite. I'm like, I'll buy you the cheap shit for $3.
You know what? You know what?
Wow.
You know what, Chow? Your fiance?
You just made the list!
Yeah. Fucking over.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I agree.
No, we were just talking about how good
Jericho
the best
is.
Thing. The best thing right now is Jericho and the list.
That's the only thing that's keeping
it's
interest.
It's fucking open Raw. It was golden.
That's funny.
And then when Braun Strowman had the fucking the list.
Jericho. I don't see Sami Zayn. Jericho was so sad.
He's on page 4. You know what? You know what you get?
You just made the list.
I wanted Strowman to come back behind him. Well, after you said that,
yeah,
and then like, you look up again and just run off.
I quite like Braun Strowman interacting with Jericho, but did you guys see the backlash with it? A lot of people hating on it.
Yeah,
really?
A lot of popular podcasts and stuff are saying that you don't need Braun Strowman to do a comedy act with Jericho, but
it wasn't really a comedy act though. It was a big guy that
who
had
found the
list. He found the list,
and Jericho was scared of him essentially.
Exactly.
It wasn't until Braun Strowman left that Jericho was just like, you know what?
Yeah.
You know what happens? Do you know what happens?
When you touch my list?
You just made the list!
Exactly. I'm never going to get old of that fucking soundbite. It's the best.
This is probably Jericho's best run he's ever done.
Oh, definitely.
I really want him to have the championship.
Yeah, I don't think... It's the only downside is with his Fozzy stuff, though. Like that's
fuck
gonna
Fozzy, that's shit.
I know, but that's gonna get in the way. He wants it as something that he's truly
band.
Passionate
they've
about.
Always
as well.
Been shit.
They've
always been a terrible.
Jericho can manage.
Yeah,
he
can be the new John Cena.
He can do everything. He can tour with the title. Can you imagine that? On stage, rocking out, wearing it.
In other news, in WWE, is your mate. You're the guy that's...
My
mate. Your mate. The
Who's
guy,
my mate?
James Ellsworth.
Oh, my mate.
Your mate, James Ellsworth. You,
hey, he did a good promo on Talking Whack.
He did. He
I
did.
I mean, Talking Smack, whatever it's called. That other program.
That other Talk program that we ripped off. Yeah, sorry, no.
Whack Smack.
He's potentially going to get a full-time job with WWE.
Yeah, no, I'm not digging that.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I do. I think it's fine.
Why?
Because
what's he going to do after his little?
You don't have to have him on every
star.
Time.
Yeah,
you bring him back.
But
when you
leave. That's the point of a full time job.
That's
though.
Why he doesn't need a contract.
That's
they should
why.
Just bring him back every now and then.
Why is
a full time job means
cares.
That you're there every single day. You know, Do you know what a full-time job is?
No, because you can have him on Main Event and Superstars.
Tyson never had a full-time job.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
Once upon a time.
I reckon it's a good idea.
I reckon the only thing that they need to do is sign him as like a part-timer.
Put the Cruiserweight title on him.
Nah. A lot of people...
Well, it was right when it was on fucking Hornswoggle, but you can't have it on fucking...
No, it was stupid when it was on Hornswoggle. What I'm saying is that... realistically, having him as a part-timer and having him randomly show up, like, put him in the Rumble.
Yeah.
As a surprise spot. Let him go away for a few weeks. You know, put him in the Rumble as a surprise spot and then have Miz come behind and knock him out or something. You know, make him an entrant into the Andre the Giant Battle Royal at WrestleMania. You know what? Had dream come true, all that sort of stuff. Build it to all sorts of that.
They can do little things like that over time.
That's all James Ellsworth. As much as I like him and he's filling his role quite well now and he's living a dream, that's all he can really bring. He can't bring much more than that.
And yeah, I'm sure if they gave him a chance, I'm sure he could.
Yeah, well...
been wrestling for 15 years.
Well, it's like you were saying last week, you know, put him down in the NXT. You know, that could be an option as well too, but what's he going to do there? He doesn't seem like a realistic competitor because of the way Ambrose is and SmackDown are kind of holding him up at the moment.
I just think that they'll sign him. I don't have an issue with it.
I mean, you can't get enough of the no chin music though. That's pretty fucking sweet.
See, that could be
that made the, that made the top 10 super kicks in WWE the other day.
So it should. He knocked his fucking head off.
I couldn't believe
it. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, I have no issue with that.
Speaking of lists, I decided we were going to have a quick chat about creating our own little list here. Seeing that the pay-per-view is next week, or on Sunday, Monday here in Perth, WA.
That's Washington, Perth.
Western Australia.
For the people listening at home.
Top three Hell in a Cell matches. Your top three. Now, I'm going to start with you, pal.
Put me on the spot.
Yeah, I didn't even... I was supposed to do something and I just forgot.
Okay.
This is what happens when I become organised. You guys look silly.
But but don't worry. We got knowledge. We can bring it up.
Okay, I go. Bang.
Number one, Hell in a Cell.
Number three up to one.
Oh, okay. Number three.
Yep.
Oh, I'd say six-man Hell in a Cell Armageddon.
Yep. Okay.
That was probably up there. Is that
Rikishi chokeslam off the top?
Yeah. Onto the bed of the...
Onto the truck.
The wood chips.
Yep.
That was pretty
epic. He ruptured his spleen.
Yeah, that was pretty epic. It was, you know, never before done by Mick Foley. Created it, by the way, when he was the commish. He had all like the top stars.
The truck. He made the truck.
Vince came out with the Stooges with the truck because they wanted to pull it down. Yeah.
Number two.
Ooh.
Stop leaning on the table. It's creaking.
There's so many. But... did Undertaker and Edge fight in Hell in a Cell?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, that one. When he chokeslams him off and he goes falls through.
When Edge spears him through the cage.
That too.
Undertaker doesn't last ride him on the stairs or some shit.
Yeah, that's my second one. And number one would be Undertaker, Mick Foley. Because of how epic it was.
Yeah.
And I don't really need to talk about it because we all know about it.
Mm.
And if you don't, you're a fucking idiot.
Ciao. Mm. That's not a bad list.
Thank you.
Yeah,
ciao. I hope the list of Jericho would approve.
Legacy versus DX.
Really?
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
That's number three.
Yeah.
Mankind and Taker.
Yep.
And Taker and Triple H and Shawn.
Oh, yeah, okay. Have the WrestleMania.
Just the build up alone. As the two last.
I actually thought that Taker was going to lose that one.
And all three of them got... And Hunter, you know, they were all retiring all at once. And that would have been sick. That would have been the way to go out. And they all hugged at the end. And
I'm seeing a common trend, but...
Mm. There's a lot of Taker in this list. But let's be honest, it's his match.
Well, there you go. And the other two's got Shawn and...
Yeah.
Shawn and Hunter in it. So, that match was awesome, the DX one.
My three, I couldn't decide between the third one, so I tied it.
You can't do that.
I can because I'm the box and I'm the host with the most.
I would have tied one of mine as well.
All right. Number three was Bad Blood.
Triple H
versus HBK.
Yeah.
And, you know, with their rivalry and everything after him coming back and these injuries and whatnot, that was sick.
The blood.
Number two, it's not really the greatest Hell in a Cell matches ever, but for the moments that was in it, Shane versus Taker last year's Mania when he jumped off the top. I really love that.
Okay, yeah.
Probably the worst one.
Probably the worst one, but yeah, just for yeah, just match purely wise, match wise, yes, but purely for epic that moment, moment yeah. epic moment, made it number two.
I've got a special mention. I'll mention this after yours.
Yeah. Number one, number one will always and forever be Taker Mankind.
Yeah,
that was just like awesome brutality. Something you've never seen before.
You'll never see it again.
I mean, yeah. I mean, my close third was Rollins versus Ambrose, and 2 years ago, I enjoyed that match. But
well, you're wrong.
I'm so sorry.
I'll give a special mention.
What about the first one, Taker and Shawn?
Shawn, yeah, that was pretty epic. Special mention to Undertaker, Brock Lesnar.
Oh, that was shite.
Not the recent one, the when
no, the one when he was the badass
when he had a broken arm.
People forget that they wrestled in two Hell in a Cell matches.
Brock like chained his arm to the
that's right. Yeah,
beat the piss out of it.
Yeah,
Brenton
yeah.
doesn't remember much. He doesn't have a good memory. But
he's only started watching.
My name is not Cullen Baden. All right,
he started watching Raw this week.
Yeah, so he's only new to wrestling. But yeah, that was a brutal match, and you know you stand on the turnbuckle and you could touch the roof.
Yeah,
it was a really weird. Hell in a Cell, but it was very brutal.
Speaking of weird Hell in a Cells, and I know we're going over this list here.
Yeah, some of them are super big, some of them are small.
Yeah, like WrestleMania 15, Taker versus the Big Boss Man, when Big Boss Man got hung from the cage.
Yeah, that was different.
That was like, what the shit?
You don't. No one talks about that
one. Not a cage, man. It's a different match.
Cage, cell, fucking whatever.
It's completely different.
Completely different.
Completely different. One has a roof. It's a different match, like, completely.
That's fine. He calls Talking Smack Talking Whack, so there. I'm waiting for you to fuck up.
Well, they're both stupid names, so you're both wrong.
You know what, Toss? You know what you're going to get?
You know what?
You just made the list!
Oh, no!
Life is over. How do you come back from this?
I know, I just made it. Idiot!
Yeah, no. I'm looking forward to the Hell in a Cell matches coming up because...
Are you taking your shirt off?
He's taking his shirt off. He's wearing his WrestleMania Shane O'Mac shirt. Looking at all...
The exact same one.
Powerful.
Because why not?
Because why not? And me and Chow are just sitting here in normal clothes.
Punisher in DC.
Punisher in DC, why not?
Well done.
All right. They're some pretty good lists. We've had a lot of Hell in a Cell matches, so it'll be interesting to see how these three go. Obviously, with the history-making Women's Revolution Hell in a Cell match.
You know what really shits me off?
You know what grinds my gears?
We're gonna get to that.
We have a segment for that.
We have an actual segment.
But I was
for
going
it.
To say that. No, you know what really shits me off? They keep telling us they're making history. Don't tell me you're making history. Make the history first.
Exactly.
Then we can tell you that you made the history.
And for the love
of... You know what shits me? The triple main event.
Oh, that's what I said. But the love of God, it's one main event. The main event is at the end.
Hey, when I hear triple main event at Hell in a Cell, I'm thinking WCW.
Triple cage.
The triple cage. Now that would be entertainment.
Yeah.
War games would be a good game. Oh. That would be.
All right. On to the next segment. Oh, sorry. You were going to say
really?
Something, Chow.
Ooh, war games always change the rules every different way. Every war game. It's so confusing and they never explain the fucking rules.
No, you just watch it.
Yeah, you're like, what the fuck is happening?
They should do it though, but they never will because they take up so much room with the rings gone.
That's why they do it in the Coliseum. So they got.
The next segment is how would you book? Last week we did how would you book Rusev winning the. Or going on to win the World Heavyweight title or the Universal Championship. How would you book his feuds? This week, we're going to talk about how would you book Austin Aries' first main roster feud? Who would it be against?
Chow, you can take this one first.
You can go first.
I don't think he's going to have one, but...
What, you don't think he's ever going to make the main roster?
No, there's no point.
Why?
Because he wouldn't be, because he's good where he is.
Mm-hmm.
Put the title on there, let him run with it. There's a lot of other people I'd rather see come up to the roster than him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I bring him up, you know what I do? I bring him up with Bobby Roode and just run through the roster.
So you'd say put him in the tag team with Bobby Roode, and who would he face first? His first rivalry.
New Day. Whoever the champions
are. Yeah, whoever the champions are.
Yeah, okay.
That's what you would have to do, because, man...
And win the titles on the first night.
Yeah, because he's not big enough. He's not...
If you you put Austin Aries on the main roster, he's going to look like
a midget. Yeah, he looks tiny now. You really put him on the main roster.
Because he's smaller than Finn Balor, and like Seth, Finn Balor's smaller than Seth Rollins.
Yeah, but it's not the size of the guys.
No, but to Vince it is. And
I'd put him with Bobby Roode.
And the average American, they're going to see it and go, well, this guy's really small. Like, he is smaller than Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Daniel Bryan was tiny.
And I do, you know, I had like, and they, you can call him the Glory.
I love Austin the Glorious Aries.
Duo.
Yeah,
Bobby Roode.
Well, what were they known as in Glorious TNA?
Glorious Bastards. Glorious Bastards.
What were they known as in TNA when they were a tag team?
Fucking
Dirty Heels. No, that was someone else.
Oh, what were they fucking called?
Come on, who's got Google the internet?
I'll Google it.
Let's Google. Let's
this
Google.
Is what we do.
All right. While you guys do that, I'll talk about how I think Austin Aries should come up in a feud. I reckon, you know, if he does come up, get him on SmackDown. Don't get him on
Raw.
You
want him on SmackDown?
You want him on SmackDown and have him face someone like a...
Dirty Heels.
Yeah, they were
right.
The Dirty Heels.
Yeah, they were the Dirty Heels.
I was fucking right.
There you go. All right, all right. Pat on the back for power.
I know my shit and I don't even watch TNA.
If, if he was on SmackDown, I'd have him face, why not, Randy Orton. Straight off the bat. You know,
Randy Orton's huge though. Like
Randy Orton's huge, but Austin, like I was saying, Austin Aries may be small, but he's got so much athleticism.
No, but it'll be like when he versus fucking Corbin.
No,
just uncoordinated as fuck because he's too big, man.
Or what if it would be him versus AJ TNA in WWE?
That'd be fucking awesome.
Because you know they're sort of similar heights. How?
That would be awesome.
I don't think he's making it. I think there's a lot of other people who kind of...
Yeah, I think he'll just be in NXT.
Mm.
Which is not a bad home for him, because he lives in Florida.
And he can still... And
he can earn good money.
Yeah,
and doesn't have to travel.
And he's still allowed to do...
Indies, but he probably won't.
Or Indies.
Because he gets enough money.
No, he does...
A little bit.
House of Huckle.
Yeah.
They all do that.
They all do, yeah. Mm. I'd probably do the same as...
Yeah. It'd have to be.
I don't want him on Raw because I feel like he'd get misused and damaged.
Yeah.
They'll put him in the cruiserweight division and.
Same as I don't think Roderick Strong is coming up at all.
Nah, he's fucking tiny as well.
Yeah. A lot of those guys are, and they're not.
Aren't they like the same height anyway?
They're not AJ Styles.
Yeah, they're not AJ.
Mm.
And AJ Styles is just a whole new level.
Yeah.
He's on another level. I love Austin Aries. Roderick Strong, he's cool.
AJ's timing was perfect.
Mm.
Yeah. That's one of the main reasons because he came.
It's all about this business is all about timing.
Yeah, if he went to WWE after TNA instead of going to Japan, he wouldn't have made something of himself.
But
it was just timing with Bullet Club and all that shit as well. Everything Bullet Club's the hottest fucking faction in the world.
Even same with Baylor.
Yeah,
that's another reason.
Yeah,
timing.
Well, speaking of timing, this one is a little bit different. WWE have brought in some new talent.
Ooh, have they?
And one of them...
Who they got?
One of them being...
Who?
One of them being Crazy Mary Dobson.
Ooh.
And I really like this chick. And she's done a whole lot of fucking crazy shit in the independent scene. She's
definitely
got
a catalogue behind her.
I reckon if they do finally do something with it...
Are you going with what I'm thinking?
I'm thinking they bring her in as Sister Abigail. Yeah. Bring her into the Wyatts.
Sister Abigail Dobson.
Yeah, but you'd just know her as Sister Abigail in WWE. We know her on the outside as Crazy Mary Dobson, but...
I feel like the walls are so down now that they wouldn't be able to do that.
Mm.
I'd love that, though.
They'll all keep their names.
Yeah, I feel like...
They all will.
Because people
maybe
know...
Maybe that's what Bray Wyatt calls her. This is my Sister Abigail, Crazy Mary Dobson.
Yes, they could do it that way. That would be pretty good. They need a woman.
Mm. Well, who else they got? They got Tommy End come in.
Yep.
Tommy End's good.
He was just a PWG.
Yeah.
You know, they've got an influx of new talent, and I'm looking forward to seeing who gets booted and who stays.
What about the other bloke? The hairy fella. What's his name?
He's huge.
He's a big dude, yeah. Big
Damo
or something?
Oh, yeah. Big Damo. Huge.
Yeah.
Do you hear what people reckon he's going to be the next Bull Dempsey?
Oh, yeah.
No. Bull Fit?
Yeah.
No, bad.
Yeah, no, all that shit. They're good talent.
They've signed though. That's good.
They only changed the name of all the guys who are going through the performance.
Yeah.
All the green guys. They'll make up their
own most guys who've made a name on the indies.
They'll keep their names.
Luckily, they're able to keep their names most of them.
Because it hasn't worked when they changed. Finn Balor was the only one who fucking it worked for.
And Hideo Itami, they still call him Kenta.
They should have called him. They should have just kept him that. It didn't work for him. Kept him Kenta. Finn Balor was the only one it worked for.
I feel sorry for...
But because his name makes sense because of the lineage with the...
Yeah, Finn,
the Irish mythology.
Yeah, and, yeah.
So, I mean, and because his dad's name is Finn, like, that is cool that... I mean, Kevin Owens, even he changed his name.
But Kevin Owens... He changed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually find it funny because...
But he's got to pick it, whereas all the other guys don't.
Yeah.
And WWE were really, really happy with the fact that he picked KO because the original KO that they had was Cassius Ohno, formerly...
Oh, yes.
Chris Hero.
Yeah.
And you know, like, he was supposed to come in. He was the big indie darling and everything else. And
now he's just a fat piece of shit on the indie.
That just fucking elbow fucking chops everyone that he comes across.
Yeah, no, he's definitely fallen from grace.
He
lost out a lot of money just because he was stubborn.
Yeah. Same as Colt.
Yeah, he
Colt. Scotty Goldman.
But he's done.
You can't call him that fucking punch in the face.
he's doing right on the indies. He's good. You know, he's the first creator of all the podcasts, really. So.
Oh, breaking news today as well. Saw Sammy Callahan's on fucking Lucha.
Not breaking news.
Yeah, he's been on there for a while.
He signed with him like last year. Ago.
Damn it!
Yeah,
Why is it only now so that our illustrious page has fucking posted it? No,
because it just aired today.
Yeah, these episodes are from
a year ago.
Yeah, really? And fucking Paul London's on it. Honky Tonk Man is fucking.
Yeah, Honky Tonk's on there. Like, doing some cool.
He's
shit.
He's a fucking cop.
I need to watch some more Lucha.
But they're up to like season 4 now, or season 3.
Yeah, but this goes for...
They've almost finished episodes. Season 3, or they've just finished filming season 3 and season 2.
Season 3 is done.
Season 3 is done, yeah. I even know that.
What the fuck's on TV right now?
Season 3.
Season 3.
Oh, so they've just finished season 4, filming. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Ricochet's left.
Yeah.
And all that, yeah.
But people don't know that, so shh.
Well, he loses, so
spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
That is why he'll probably be coming to the Performance Center very soon.
Yep.
Mm. He'll make a debut.
Imagine
there. NXT Toronto.
Yep.
His missus is there as well, isn't she?
What's his missus?
Not Santana Garrett. fuck, I got her on Instagram.
Oh, you don't know much to
know. No, I do. It's fucking... She's been on there before.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Do you even know who he is?
Of course I know who Ricochet is.
What's his finisher?
I don't know.
Oh my god, he's the only person in the world who fucking does it.
What, the 720 or something?
It's 630.
Oh, 630. There you go, I was in the ballpark.
It's like another
foot. I haven't, to be honest, the only time I've really watched I've seen highlights of him, and I know how awesome he is. The only match that I really, really watched was when it was him versus that guy.
Tessa Blanchard.
Tessa Blanchard, one. Yeah.
You
know
that's his missus.
You know that match that he had and Vader called him out on it? Yeah, that match. Who did he face?
Talking about Will Ospreay. Yeah.
That's the one. Will Ospreay.
What the fuck are you talking about? The wrong person.
No,
only match he's ever seen a ring show. No. You've seen him like the G1 and all that, man.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome.
Like I said, my main history is all WWE. So
and he's, you know, he's
Prince. This is why Puma. I have you two both here he's to Prince Puma, educate you know, me. Yeah, Prince Puma. Yeah.
He's also tag team champions with Matt Sydal, aka Evan Bourne in New Japan.
Yep.
But I think they've been stripped.
Matt Sydal just got done for pot.
And he's locked in jail.
Yeah. Stuck in Japan.
Was it liquid marijuana?
Yeah.
And their laws are pretty hectic. He could be in there for 20 years.
Yeah. That's not good.
Yeah, so yeah.
Well, maybe you've just answered my question for who this person is for this week. Maybe Evan Bourne / Matt Sydal is this week's... Stupid idiot of the week.
He's been in jail for about a month and a half, so...
Well, he's the stupid idiot of the month.
You're on the ball. Wow.
I'll give you another fun
fact. No, I was already doing that because you said it,
I'll give you a fun fact. He's been in jail for a while that when he didn't no-show to some wrestling events, somebody's been using his Twitter, his friends, logging in and places saying that he's just off the grid, he's just hanging out in Hawaii.
He just wants
to get away for a bit.
Apple Watches.
But then people found out he was actually in prison the whole time. And that hasn't been him tweeting.
How cool was that thing, that Scottish wrestling fucking mob?
ICW?
Yeah, so Mick was supposed to rock up, but he got the GM job.
Do you know about this, Box?
No, but you can tell
me. Yeah, so
he doesn't know. Let's tell him.
Mick was scheduled like this
to be the general manager for ICW, big pay-per-view event.
Foley.
Yeah,
he ended up getting the Raw GM job.
Yeah.
So,
but guess what?
He fucking
Mick, show, one of you tell me the story.
To both of you.
So he's getting excited and you're interrupting him.
Their big show.
Son of a bitch.
I'll fill in a little bit, then you take over.
I accept that.
So, they're ICW having a massive show. But guess what? It's the same night as Survivor Series. Therefore, Mick Foley can't attend.
So, Mick sent fucking Finn Balor there instead. So, Finn's going to be the fucking GM.
And he used to wrestle there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gonna be sick.
But it was
they lost their shit, man.
And the owner sold it so well because he was like,
don't know.
There's a video on YouTube.
Yeah, and he was like, he was all depressed, and he was like, I'm so sorry, you guys.
Nick,
you
know, shared it in the chat.
We can't. Yeah, JR shared it.
I couldn't watch it. I was at work.
And yeah, he was all like, he was all upset, and he was like, but we spoke in the WWE, and they've decided to hook us up, and then it was like, was video, and he was like, ICW. And it was like, oh god, Finn Balor's a fucking, yeah,
I'm coming back.
Yeah. So, and then Mick posted like, big thanks to WWE for letting them.
Yeah. That was pretty good of them.
Yeah.
Nice. If you haven't seen it, go watch it, because I will after.
What are our predictions? Have we done that yet?
No. We're not there yet. Oh, that's the last part of the show.
I thought you forgot.
No. I've got it in my list.
I'm giving the box information that he didn't know.
So this is going to...
SmackDown? Did we talk about that?
Yeah, James Ellsworth. SmackDown is James Ellsworth right now.
Sexy Becky look when she walked out.
Alexa Bliss. I love
Becky. Both tight.
I can't wait for Emma to come back. I don't care what anyone says. She's my hottest... ever.
Oh, how about the Australian Takeover, man? NXT.
Billy Kay.
The Billy Kay taken over NXT, man.
TM61.
Yeah, all Australians, man.
Don't forget Buddy Murphy.
Yeah.
And they've signed two more as well. But TM61.
Yeah.
I love how...
Shane Dawn, Nick.
Yeah, you know, I love how they finish on... Because we're the Mighty...
Shane Verizer.
And the Mighty Dorian.
Like,
yeah, that was TM. I love how they made that there.
They brought it in.
I love how that's their catchphrase.
And it's their name.
Yeah, well, like, that's initials. What. Yeah,
6-1. Obviously, yeah. Australian.
Well, they actually
the WA.
Yeah, they're
mobile both, number.
No, it's Australian.
It's 6-1, but it's also they started in EPW here in Perth.
Oh yeah, I know they're Perth boys.
Yeah, so it's really, really cool. Mikey Nichols.
He's been around for fucking yonks. I've been tweeting them on our Twitter and stuff.
Shane Verizer,
Billy Kay, and
You know what we should try and do?
Try and do an interview.
Yeah. When they're here, just
you can see our audience.
You get someone right up for you, man.
All right,
pay someone to get a full professional.
Let's start a hashtag. Yeah. Hashtag we want TM61.
And then see if and you send them all this shit and send them a proper thing, send it to their management team, and then fucking and you say, look, we have 300,000 fucking followers on. We're one of the biggest, you know. And then
320,000+.
There you go. That's what you do, man. And I bet you they'll go, yeah, fucking sweet ass. They'll all those time, man.
Because Shane Verizer was used to be known as Shane Haste back in EPW, and I remember seeing one of his matches and just him jumping off the top of the cage right down onto the floor was fucking mental. He's an awesome wrestler.
Yeah, so yeah, those
fellas would be great on SmackDown.
And you definitely, I reckon you'll get him because you say, yeah, we're based in Perth, we got all these fucking exposure.
Yeah,
you will, man. But just do it pro and you fucking.
Oh, get
him.
Yeah.
It's all right. Pow's the man. Right. He's the creator.
I reckon you do it, man.
I'll give him a nice image as well, and they'll be like, oh, shit, looks professional.
Mm-hmm. On to the next...
Yeah, and you say, this is our website, this is what Twitter, fucking give all that.
On to the next segment, we've got a new one for the POW. The POW has a new...
What grinds my gears? I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's time for...
You know what really grinds my gears?
So, tell me, POW.
Yeah?
Lately, what has really grinded your gears?
Oh, plenty of stuff.
Like?
Like coops.
Have I grinded your gears lately? Oh, that sounds wrong.
I suppose piss off because his gears haven't been grounded in like a week.
Whoa. It's getting hot in here.
This is getting a bit
R-rated. That's
why he's unbuttoned his shirt.
Yeah. I don't know.
What pissed you off yesterday? Or today even?
Fucking Raw.
Asians?
Raw. What about the game?
Not Asians.
Oh, the game wasn't even working.
Yeah.
I couldn't even get past the menu.
This is on 2K17.
Yeah, 2K17.
You never buy games on release, man. Because they're going to figure out all the bugs.
They're releasing a new patch tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only time it played up. It got so messed up that I couldn't even eject the CD.
Mm.
That pissed me off.
Yeah, that grinded his
gears. That grinded my gear.
So did you do it manually?
I wasn't going to pull the fucker
off. No, it's a piece of piss, man. It's meant to be done.
No, I looked it all up.
You just slide it open.
Yeah.
No, well, I just turned it off and waited and turned it back on and it worked.
How
do you? I know. I actually waited. Yeah. Raw was... The whole booking was terrible. That pissed me off. James Ellsworth pisses me off. Yeah.
Everything pisses you off right now.
Pretty much. PWS pissed me off. JJL pisses me off.
Oh, well, fucking JJL pisses everyone off because he still lives in his grandmother's basement and he thinks he's all that shit. For anyone listening, unfollow the spotlight. They are idiots. Oh, shit,
shots fired.
Oh, I don't care. I fucking hate them.
But, yeah, SmackDown was good.
And you know what?
And that, people, is what grinds my gears. Tom?
Yeah, Tom Phillips, Tom. Sorry.
My name's Todd.
His name's really Tom.
His name's really Tom, I know. I know. We haven't actually got this ready yet. Because you need to get your laptop open, because we got a couple of questions. From our fans. I thought you were
reading the questions.
Yeah, I've got it here in front of me.
Then why is he doing it?
Because he normally does it.
I stopped doing it.
Oh. Yeah, because you did it last week.
I did it last week. You want me to do it again?
Do you even lift?
Do I even podcast?
No, he doesn't.
All right, so I got a couple of questions.
Can we talk about the show being cancelled? Yeah. Total non-stop deletion.
Yep, you can talk about that right now if you
want. Well, everyone, if you didn't know already, Pro Wrestling Sheet has revealed that Total Non-Stop Deletion isn't going ahead anymore. Currently, it's been postponed due to lack of funds. Apparently, Dixie Carter can't get enough funds to pay for wrestlers to go out to the Hardy Compound.
Oh, I saw that coming.
So, we all saw it coming, but that's pretty shitty. Everyone was looking for... That's like the one thing people are looking forward to when it comes to TNA. And now they can't even do it. And this was all broken by Ryan Satin earlier today.
So now it's legit.
So, yeah. That's pretty sad. Because I know for one that that's the one thing that was keeping me invested.
Mm.
But hopefully that means now that the Hardys are coming back.
Oh, fingers crossed.
As broken.
All right. I got a question.
I just wanted to share that with you guys.
No. Thank you for sharing. In the circle of trust.
Thank you. I knew someone didn't. Someone listening.
I was listening.
Not you. On a page, the fans. Talking about the fans.
Okay, that's all right.
No,
it'd
be
us. So we had... a guy... His Facebook name is really fucking weird. How can you? His name is MD Rafael Islam Atik.
No, he's a Muslim next.
Nah.
No. He wants to know, and a lot of people. I mean, we've explained this before.
I'm not racist. I'm just right.
We've explained this before, but I'm going to get you to do it again. What is the meaning of the 434?
Oh, motherfucker.
Because you get asked this many times. It's
the prediction that the New Day was going to be championship as well. He predicted it. But
basically, I had a feeling one day 3 years ago that I'd create a page, and I created it called the 434. Now, I knew there was a tag team that was going to pop up one day called the New Day, and I knew it would be a New Day. And when they debut on the scene, it's going to change the tag team business because we're all about the tag teams. And
holla.
One day, the New Day appeared, and it was just coming.
It was a premonition.
Now, they held the tag team titles, and I knew this was the run, but then sadly, they dropped the tag team titles. And then I was sad. But then you know what happened? They had the titles again.
And then I was happy.
You're two-time champs!
They're the two-time champs. And guess what? They're nearly at 434 consecutive days. And that is how the page was born.
No, it was CM Punk.
No, it wasn't.
Who?
We can talk about Punk.
Okay, so but basically, at the time, I was pretty bored. Just came out of a long-term relationship, and I wanted to create a wrestling page.
With the chick.
And I wanted something
what was it
that name? Was
Jess.
No.
No.
You know what? I'm bringing this person up.
Let him talk the story.
I know the person.
No, you don't.
You told me about it.
Okay, who cares?
Doesn't matter.
The 434.
I just like to tell you that I know.
Anyway, a lot of pages were popping up, WWE memes, wrestling memes, there's basically memes were coming alive on the Facebook world, and I wanted to create something that was going to be different, something that was going to stand out, but something that was related to wrestling. Me and another person came up with a page, and we became the 434, because at the time, CM Punk just came off his 434 consecutive day as champion, and I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, because it wasn't synonymous with any other number.
Nope. If I was going to do another number, it would have been the 316.
Yeah.
That would have been the second number.
Did you actually create a page?
I was pretty close to that. Never did it.
Yeah.
And then during the run, me and Island, we made a page called the 295.
Anarchy.
Yeah, we made another page, 295, but then we deleted it.
What was the 295?
AJ Lee's title.
What island?
Wow, that's sad.
What island were you on?
the Island of Anarchy. It's pretty interesting.
Okay, so there you go. That is how the 434 was created.
If you listen to that, I apologize.
The only thing fuck CM Punk and his 434 title reign. We've made it 434 because we are the 434.
Damn
straight. We've made it fucking big.
We've made our own entity.
Exactly. We've got a website.
Global icon.
Have you noticed since he's met me and you?
Yeah.
He's gone from like 30,000 to fucking
300,000. It's all us, bro.
Well, it is. It has to be.
When I started, we were on 28,000 followers. And then all of a sudden, the algorithms changed and we're at 320,000.
Yeah. See, so ever since you met me, you prick, it's gone up to the roof.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
See, you're just lonely and sad in your underpants.
I cannot confirm or deny this.
See? Then you met me and filled your life with love again, and then look what happened.
Things happen. Love happens.
Next question is from TJ Salata. And he's asked, if you could change one superstar's gimmick, what would it be? Like a total rehaul. Not just a change of attitude. Chow, to you.
Pick one from Raw and SmackDown. Let's do one of each.
Roman Reigns.
I knew that was coming.
For Raw.
Yeah, and what...
So you're not changing his attitude. It's the whole thing.
Yeah, total rehaul.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What would he be?
He'd be a silent killer.
A silent killer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He'd be a silent killer, and he would be a badass,
mm-hmm.
and he wouldn't ever talk.
Mm-hmm.
And his attitude was he'd beat up heels, he'd beat up baby faces, he would beat up fucking Stephanie, he'd fucking do whatever he wanted.
Would he wear a suit?
No. He'd wear nothing. He'd just wear a trench coat.
What?
No, he would wear.
That's not PG.
He would sting mine everybody.
I was gonna say, is he gonna paint his face?
Yeah, he's gonna paint his face, and he's gonna sting mine everyone. Just death drop cuts, left right.
So he's gonna be Sting.
Yeah.
You know, I'd watch
Attack that. From the Shadows.
I'd actually watch that.
And then instead of the crow that goes at the start of his music, it'll be him.
Ooh-ah Nation.
And SmackDown would be Apollo Crews.
What would he be? Apollo Crews?
He's always taking my style.
He'd come back with dreadlocks
and
pants
and do
SOS's.
SOS.
And he would just be a powerhouse.
Yeah. He'd be like a mix of Kofi Kingston and Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, something like that, but with dreadlocks and a beard.
Yeah.
Well, you picked my two people, so I have to do something different. let's say Cesaro.
Yeah.
Change everything.
Yeah, what would you repackage him?
Repackage.
Just get him as like a bastard who's just pissed off and just like uppercuts everyone.
Just uppercuts.
Doesn't do any promos, doesn't wrestle for like several weeks, just comes out and just goes to the crowd, just keeps coming out randomly and just doing it.
Mm.
Just make him look like he's a pissed off person. Rebuild from there.
Yep.
SmackDown. Ooh. Jack Swagger. He needs something different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what though.
Remember when he first came back, he was on Telly on Raw. But he was dressed as like a biker in a chain.
Yeah.
That would mean, I thought they were going with that.
Yeah.
That was like a biker.
That was just his street clothes.
Like his Chuck Palumbo fucking come out on the fucking.
I like Chuck Palumbo.
Yeah, same. I don't know what happened with that.
That see, did you ever see Cesaro's finisher back in the Indies?
The one where he's got him on his shoulders,
you know, the airplane, spin him around. You know,
yeah,
he does.
Yeah, yeah,
he did it on his fucking head.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that once. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know, he's insane. I don't know why they, yeah, they're most of this
stuff,
don't
they? He's just so awesome. They can do so much with him, but they not, they don't.
SmackDown's guy that I would change and overhaul completely would be Dolph Ziggler. Now, how I would repackage him, even though...
Cut his hair?
Send him to Japan.
No.
That would be epic. Can you imagine that? He'd be over so quick.
Oh, yeah. He would have to just basically... I would turn him into that type of Rock character when Rock the Rock first started to win the WWE title. Because,
corporation.
Yeah, like corporation sort of stuff. Like become the heel again, side with the authority or whoever's in charge, who's a heel, and just basically nice suits, flashy glasses, like The Miz, like The Rock was back in the day, bring him out as an asshole. People love him and hate him.
He speaks on the microphone.
Doesn't even need to speak. Mm. You know, he could just go around and saying, I'm the greatest, rah, rah, rah. And I would dig that. That's something that I could see.
Would you do anything different to his hair?
No.
Leave it the same?
I'd probably make him go back to complete bleach blonde, I reckon.
Okay.
Make him go back to that. Keep the long noodly hair, the spaghetti hair.
No, that's not repackaging him, is it? He's just gone back to what he was.
Well, no, he was never that. He was never the suit-wearing corporate champion. I would put him in as that.
Nah, there's so many other guys you put the title on before Dolph.
He's pretty small.
But this is my choice, all right?
You're wrong.
Wrong again. Again, he's wrong.
Don't know how he does it. What about Raw?
Raw. See, Raw's hard because there's...
How? Reigns. How fucking hard is it?
No, because you already said Reigns. I'm going to say something else.
Well, it's hard because... Everyone's gonna say
Randy.
Exactly. Raw's so damaged. Everyone is damaged on the whole fucking show.
I would repackage potentially Dana Brooke.
Yep. Send her back to NXT.
Send her back to NXT, fix her up and come out as
she was good as someone Emma's just bodyguard.
Out, yeah. Like just someone doesn't need to talk, just goes out there, kicks ass.
Dolph was banging that.
Yeah.
Oh, she's banging Dolph.
Oh, yeah, probably.
With a giant, big, black strap. Just fucking the shit out of him.
Yeah, that'd be my picks. Yeah. I can't think of anyone else apart from Reigns, obviously, but you know, that's everywhere. Oh, maybe repackage Ambrose into some suicidal maniac.
That's SmackDown. Right,
yeah, I know, but I was just thinking out loud.
Can't get back.
Ambrose is too hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's PG. He is the max of what he can be on. For what he's given.
He's a fucking joke right now, though.
Yeah. Well,
if he doesn't get revenge on Ellsworth, then there's something wrong, because he's meant to be a lunatic. I think he lost his chance to be the champion.
I reckon they'll both turn on him. AJ and Ambrose just beat the piss out of him.
And then you don't see him until Royal Rumble. Yeah. That would be great.
Yeah. But then you have him like eliminate like Strowman, like what Maven did.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he eliminated Taker. And then Taker just fucking beat the piss out of him.
All right. I'm only going to do two questions because the rest of them are quite shit. Pick up your game, people. Well, it's just like, who's your favourite wrestler? And who would you put on last in the main event at Hell in a Cell? Well, that's fucking obvious. It's in Boston. Put on Sasha and Charlotte.
Yeah.
But speaking about Hell in a Cell, it's time for a bit of predictions. A premonition, if you will.
Oh, so that was literally the question.
That was it. There wasn't a lot.
Yeah, I thought you said we're having two questions.
There's two more left, yeah.
No, that was it.
So there's no more questions.
There's no more questions. That's what I said. They need to sort their shit out.
But who was your favourite wrestler?
Yeah, who was your favourite
wrestler? My favourite wrestler.
Seth Rollins.
Oh, fucking oath.
I was born yesterday. Never seen any other wrestling ever. Not me.
Fucking WWE.
He's just coming on the fucking wrestling page.
How is he the host?
What the fuck? Seth Rollins.
Hell in a Cell is this Sunday / Monday for us. Before we make
it's
out
not slash, it's Monday.
It's Monday here, but yes, it's in Sunday.
You said
in the US.
Slash for us.
Monday. That's what I meant. Shut up.
You said slash Sunday. You said Sunday / That would be true if it was on a midnight, but it's on like 7 o'clock in the morning. There's no slash. It's on Monday.
Okay.
It's live. We just happen to be ahead of the world.
Exactly.
We're better. Ahead of the world.
Perth, Washington.
before we go into our predictions, though.
The predictions.
The prediction premonition.
The seven Delsies.
Nostalgic box. That's me. I'm going to open my nostalgic box and we'll talk about last year's Hell in a Cell.
Nostalgia is last year. That's it. See, watch wrestling for a year.
I'm talking...
Nostalgia, back in my day, mate. When Seth Rollins...
He was in that pay-per-view. Oh, stop crying, pal.
The time Seth Rollins debuted. He turned on the shield.
Yep. He turned on the shield.
Hey, that happened, alright? I was sad.
Yep. Oh, fuck. Why? Was it Stone Cold? No, it was Seth Rollins. It was last year.
Who's Stone Cold?
The nostalgias. Vintage Rollins.
Vintage Rollins. Fucking Michael Cole.
Alright, so last year we had Brock versus Taker in Hell in a Cell and Roman Reigns versus Bray Wyatt in Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
We had Rollins, Vintage Rollins.
Vintage Rollins.
Vintage Rollins, before he got injured, taking on Demon Kane with the WWE Championship on the line. I
don't even remember that.
And the worst fucking...
Was that even in a cell?
No, that wasn't in a cell. There was only two cell matches. I'm just saying what were the main ones on the pay-per-view. Yeah. The other one was the worst storyline in history, which was Rusev with Summer Rae taking on Ziggler with Lana. That was a whole cum bucket of shit.
Yeah, that was stupid.
That was crap. But now we've got three Hell in a Cell matches, triple threat, main event.
Can you have a cum bucket of shit? It's not a cum or shit. Pick one, you can't have both.
I can't work with these people.
Why have you got a cum bucket of shit?
Stop taunting me!
Empty your bucket.
Yes. English speak good, you should.
Hell in a Cell, three Hell in a Cell matches this time round.
It's the third one. Only the third Hell in a Cell match.
That he's ever seen?
I'm never gonna fucking get rid of you two fucks.
Okay? Yeah, funny.
All right, breathe. Can we go on to the pay per view now?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. He's crying.
Cause you're a silly Billy.
I know. tell me who do you think is gonna win the matches on this one?
Say the match, and then we'll say who wins.
Yeah. Okay.
Who wins the match? All
right. Rusev versus Roman Reigns in Hell in a Cell.
Roman.
Yeah,
Roman's going to win, you reckon?
Yeah, I don't want him to, but...
Yeah, I think Roman will win.
I'm looking for that. I think it's going to be a bit more brutal than
what I want Roman to win, so he stays out the main event. That's right.
Good point.
Rollins versus Owens, Hell in a Cell. Does Jericho cost Owens the title?
I reckon Triple H does.
Owens wins.
Triple H costs Rollins.
I think Trips will come back just for this one.
Mm.
I think he'll come back. I think he'll be back. Good.
Mm-hmm.
They'll chuck him right in the middle of that Owens Triple H, all that shit. Jericho.
Sasha versus Charlotte. Who wins?
Charlotte.
Do you reckon?
I want.
Charlotte Flair, sorry.
Yeah.
She's changed her name now to Charlotte Flair.
So she should have.
It should always been that.
Yeah. I think Sasha will win. But it's in her hometown.
That's what I mean. Like, it'll be good heel heat if Charlotte wins. And they keep hot potatoing the bloody title anyway.
Mm.
Well, they're only a three-time and a two-time women's champ. What the fuck?
The rumor going around at the moment is that Vince is very, very staunch on making sure that the women's Hell in a Cell match
isn't
not the main event.
Yeah.
It doesn't go on last, which will piss people off. Because if that match goes on in the middle of the card, every other match beyond that will be shat on. It's Sasha's hometown.
I'm looking forward to that the most.
I honestly don't care for Rollins and Jericho. No,
Rollins and Owens.
I don't like Owens, but...
When's Jericho leaving?
No one knows.
No one knows.
Well, if it seems time soon, Triple H will replace what Jericho's doing, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, well, that would make any sense.
Mm. The other matches we have is Enzo and Cass taking on the club.
Snooze fest.
Snooze fest. We have...
I think the club will win that.
Yeah.
Bailey versus Dana Brooke.
Bailey will win that.
Yep, Bailey will win that.
We have the New Day taking on Cesaro and Sheamus.
Yeah, I reckon Cesaro and Sheamus, they'll confuse each other. One will get in one's way and that'll cost them.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty much it, really, isn't it?
What's the pre-show?
An irrelevant match.
Bunch of cruiserweights, random six-man tag.
TJP taking on Kendrick is also in there.
Are you sure? One-on-one? I thought it was a...
One-on-one at Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that'd be Kendrick.
Because TJP... Kendrick asked TJP to lie down.
Oh, okay.
I think Kendrick will win that.
Yeah.
I hope he does. I'd rather...
They're gonna be an upset somewhere.
Oh, yeah, it's Gulak...
Tony Nese,
and the other bloke, I guess.
Lince Dorado? No, Gulak.
Tiger El Dorado, is it? Oh, El Dorado, what his name is? The Tiger boat. Versus against Rich Swan, Cedric
Alexander, yeah. and
fucking, yeah, the other boat.
No way, Jose. No.
What about Zayn and Strowman?
I don't think they're on the card.
They're not even on the card.
Really?
No. I think it's just.
Isn't that shit? Sami Zayn's not even on the card.
After he beat Owens, like, definitely beat Owens.
And what's happened to Neville?
Who's Neville?
He's exactly.
Who?
Who's Neville? I know.
How's he not the Cruiserweight champion?
He'd be a good champion.
I know Seth Rollins.
I like how they've put fucking Sin Cara into the Cruiserweights, but that's it.
Mm.
Yeah, and they left fucking... What's his face on the SmackDown?
He'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he's the only Cruiserweight on SmackDown. Mm. Like, the fuck is this shit?
No, they just don't know what they're doing.
Oh, well, it will be interesting to see how it all turns out. I hope we see blood. I hope we see carnage. I hope we see
bodies. See no blood.
No, if we see blood, we'll see a lot of doctors running straight to the rim. Oh, my God, not the children!
Mm.
So, look, at the end of the day, I hope it's a damn good pay-per-view, but, you know, I'm skeptical. We'll see what happens. That's pretty much it tonight for the show, guys.
Quick one this week.
Yep, nice quick one. Nah, because
it's longer than our normal ones.
Yeah, but, you know, you guys still talk a lot of shit. Yeah. Thank you very much for listening to our podcast again. Just remember to follow us on the 434 Facebook page, this the 434
one went,
Club.
This one went quicker.
Yeah. We've got Twitter at the 434 and www.four3four.com. I got it right this time. We've also
you
got
a the real MVP.
Yeah.
Follow me at follow my page on DCMP, all things pop culture, Marvel, DC.
Yep. Or just find him at Tyson Chowdhury, whatever works.
Yep.
Doctor Strange just came out.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange came out. Badass. Arrow Flash. All that kind of good stuff. Yeah. Walking Dead back.
Walking Dead
back.
Oh fucking yeah.
Goddamn.
Book that match. Negan and
Mick Foley.
Mick Foley. Yep.
Oh, Mick Foley.
Lucille versus fucking Barbie.
Ooh.
Goddamn.
That's gonna be good. Anyways, guys,
Lucia wins.
Thanks very much for listening. We'll catch you next week on the Talking Whack.